Roman Kreuziger has become the first Czech ever to finish in the top 10 in cycling's premier stage race, the Tour de France. Indeed, after coming 12th last year, he had set himself the specific target of breaking into the top 10, a target he had looked like missing. But Kreuziger managed to make up ground on the penultimate stage, the grueling and windy Mont Ventoux, where he finished 7th and moved up to 9th overall. The man from Moravská Třebová held on to that position in Sunday's final stage, finishing the Tour de France 9th. Romain Kreuziger is only 23 and is tipped to achieve a lot more, but he's already being regarded as probably the greatest Czech cyclist ever. The Czech Football League kicked off at the weekend, with Teplice playing host to Sparta Prague in Friday's opening game, which ended 0-0. Slavia Prague came from behind to draw 1-1 at home with Mladá Boleslav, though things could have gone even worse for the reigning champions if a late Boleslav strike hadn't hit the woodwork. Among the other results in round one, Baník Ostrava beat Příbram 2-1 at home, while Slovan Liberec drew 1-1 with Kladno in Liberec. On Tuesday, Sparta host Panathinaikos in the first leg of their tie to reach the Champions League group stage. The next night, Slavia are in action in the same competition, away to Sheriff Tiraspol of Moldova. Pavel Nedved's future remains unclear, though he has ruled out playing in Europe again. Speaking as a special guest on Sunday at a cup game between his first club, Dukla, and Radotín, Nedved told journalists he had just been on holiday in the US and had a number of offers to join a Major League Soccer club. However, the midfielder, who turns 37 in a month's time, said it was unlikely he would decide to accept any of them. Nedved, one of only two Czechs to have been named European Player of the Year, made his final appearance for Juventus at the end of last season. Finally, swimming, and Tomáš Fučík set a new Czech record in the 100 metres backstroke at the World Swimming Championships in Rome on Monday morning. He knocked 44 hundredths of a second off his own record from last year, setting a new national best of 56.10 seconds. However, that wasn't good enough to earn Fučík a place in the final in Rome. That's all the sport for today.